Gentlemen, thank you for standing by. Please be welcome to Eletrobras' earnings conference call for the fourth quarter 2021. Presenting Eletrobras team, we have here Mr. Rodrigo Limp, President of the company, Mrs. Elvira Presta, Financial and RI Director, Mrs. Camila Gualda, Governance, Risks, and Conformity Director, and Mr. Pedro Luiz Jatobá, Generation Director. We tell you that this earnings conference call is being recorded and is gonna be available at the company's IR website. Where is it gonna be available? The presentation in both languages. We might tell you that who may need a simultaneous translation, we have this tool available on the globe icon, written interpretation located on the inferior center on your screen. While you select it, please choose your preference language, Portuguese or English. For those who wanna listen the earnings conference call in English, please, there is an option to silence the original audio in Portuguese, clicking in with original audio. For the Q&A session, we orient you that the questions may be sent via the Q&A icon at the lower section of your screen. For the dynamics, your names will be announced that you may do your question live. In this moment, a request will be made to activate your phone on screen. Before we proceed, we'd like to let you guys know that all the statements that may be through this earnings conference call relatives about the company's perspectives, projections, goals, and financial operations, they constitute on beliefs and premises of Eletrobras. These informations are only available at the company. Future considerations are not guarantee of development. They involve risks and uncertainties, and they should be or not happening. Investors may understand that these conditions may influence on other results. Now, I'd like to give the word to Mr. Rodrigo Limp, President, for us to start our presentation. Mr. Rodrigo, please move on.
Thank you. Good afternoon to all of you. Right now, we wanna say hello to everybody on the company and all of you that are with us today. We are very happy to be with us in this earnings conference call on this presentation on the fourth quarter of 2021. Since we presented before, most of our staff is here, RI, finance, and we're here in this presentation. Since we said before, we're gonna have a Q&A session to get about any doubts on this annual results, on the results that we showed up last Friday. About the presentation, I'm gonna present you guys the main highlights about the operations and finance situation, and then Elvira will present the details about the financial information, about the demonstration about last week. Starting this presentation, I would like to put on the first slide. The first slide is about the sector and economic context about Eletrobras that will be done. We are evolving our results around the country. In comparing 2020 and 2021, we had a development of 8%. About the pandemic situations, and now that we are starting back on our situation working, we have this growth. On the fourth quarter, we have a development of 2.5%. About the relevant information, about the electrical information, we have the GSF and about the PLD. On our last conference call on the beginning of November, we had really low results, about 50%. About the hydric crisis that we had in the country, but in the last few months, it had been reversed. Now we have a really comfortable situation on the national scale, and it reflected on an improvement on the GSF. This even comparing to 2020, comparing in the last 2 months. And we had an increase on the rain that happened. In a similar situation, we had the PLD. And we had a bigger impact on the hydric situation crisis. We had low numbers, and on the last quarter, we had an increase on a short rate market. And on the next slide, it showed the performance on the generation 2021. We had about 30% of almost all the energy produced in Brazil and part of this generation. We had a quoting energy situation, very significant. And we, when we watch the balance, this quote, the quotes, they show about 40% in the margins, the profit. We had that like a small number comparing to the other structure of the company. And we check this, it's a significant number on the energetic number, but on the margin, growth margin, percentually we had a lower number comparing about the energy. And on the next slide, here we have the presentation about the development on Eletrobras. We have two graphics here to show you. On the transmitting lines and on the transformers, we had like a high development, high numbers, and it contributed a lot to contribute about the hydric crisis to the operator to use the energy supplies on the market. We can look this at about availability on the transmission situations on the last few months. On the last quarters of the last few years, we had like very similar numbers and high numbers, around like 99.8%. And it was a really good improvement on the company. The situation is even more positive good when we check about the transformers that we had a crash in the last few years. On the last quarter of 2021, this was the biggest one, if you check on the other years. And about the turnoffs, they were like the lowest. It was lower comparing to the last quarter of 2020. And the transforming the substations, we have the 15% cuts. And perturbing problems, we had like this down numbers as well, comparing the last quarter of 2020. And this proved the evolving numbers of our company. And the next slide, the financial highlights. Like I said, Elvira, she's gonna show with more details on the presentation, on the receipt, liquid receipt margin. Comparing 2020 and 2020, we had a growth of 28%. And about EBITDA, we had a negative EBITDA in the fourth quarter of 2020. And now we had 2.4 billion positive in 2021. And this capability of getting a margin growth. And growth margin, we had a development comparing 2020, we had about 50%. Positive. This is about IFRS, about these values. In recurrent value, we had these numbers. We had a 21% positive EBITDA on the recurring energy, and the EBITDA, we had 16%. And the growth margin, we have the development of 18%. It was better than the IFRS. And on the next slide, on the highlights for quarter 2021, the financial highlights, the positive side. We had a recognition of the AIC to be paid to the to Amazon SD and Boa Vista. They had, it was an amount of, it was good. The other companies were already contemplated on the last quarter. And it was like a positive number of 439 million reais. And overall, we had 27% of new bilateral contracts and imported energy to resales on Uruguay and the reversion of CLDCA on positive 276 million reais. And we got a low on PMSO on 9%. We're gonna have more details ahead. And this resulted, and we had this number 21.6 billion positive and EBITDA on 20.9 billion reais positive. And the relation about the dividend and EBITDA, it just won. It shows like the company is solid. And the negative side, negative highlights. And about Santo Antônio Energia, we had a negative or 1.4 billion reais in two parts. This being a 760 million provision to passive and being discovered, and 697 million reais to loss about equivalence on this societary participation. This is about SPE and the other companies that were on it under discussion on this judiciary discussion. About the compulsory loans, we had the number of 1.1 billion reais, being this 803 million about provision, personal provision, and the rest about the Selic situation. And these numbers, we had to check about the statements about the criteria, about the last quarter that we contemplated, this evaluation on the fourth quarter as well. And we had some process check. They weren't provisionized. And about the taxes on the process, they weren't checked out on the STJ situation that was favored to us. And we did this. Another thing to check, it was the PCLD Amazonas deep, about 1 billion reais, being 620 millions about holding. And 425 million is about the Eletronorte. We had to check. About contingency, we have 778 million reais being the 349 million about the working provisions about CGT Eletrosul. And this we end the financial highlights. And going to the next slide. About the ESG highlights, we had some acknowledgments on this last quarter of 2021 from the second year trade. We were on the Standard & Poor's Sustainability Award. We had the maximum grade on hydrogen security and B concept in climatic changes. And in first place on the electric sector, and 84th place general on these companies on the ranking. And for the fifth straight year, we had the excellence level on the CES governance situation. We had also the stamp Proética company. She's with the CGU. And he had for the second straight year, for all the companies, for all the Eletrobras companies, the gender equality index from Bloomberg. And on the next slide, we have also about ESG. We have some things to say about the sustainability for supplies sustainability. We now contemplate as well, since the last quarter, we have a due diligence ESG about the environment and human rights. And it favors a lot that not only Eletrobras, we follow about the principles and best things to do. And we demand that the suppliers that they do as it as well, that we value this as much. We have the sustainability trail. This is aligned with the EAD situational framework about the polyhedral, sustainable polyhedral ESG. And we have outside as well about the environmental politics. We have 5 institutional movies talking about this, environmental politics. And we, I end this presentation, the first part. And now I pass the word to financial developments. Please, Elvira, you can go ahead.
Thank you, Len. Good afternoon to you all. My thanks for the opportunity for all of you guys to be here to get our presentation. Our president, he did an opening informations, general information about the fourth quarter. And now we have the on this info, the details, the reported informations on the blue column about the IFRS and the recurring and the green one. And also about the non-recurring events to get the analysis on the results. Talking specifically about receipt, about margin, since we showed up, we had a really good quarter about the receipt, the margin. As you can see on the recurring, around 20% positive. This happened since in generation transmission segment. Both segments get great results, and the highlights, some of them were also mentioned, already mentioned. We were importing energy from Uruguay. This was a good like margin, a good receipt. We have to highlight this as well. It's gonna be ahead. And we have also a cost to, this, to import this. We have to analyze this. We had a contract negotiations with prices that were negotiated above the prices that we were used to. And we had like a growth on the margins as well. And bilateral contracts. In transmitting, we have the effect on about the IPCA, about readjustment situation. We had the conclusion about reviewing the taxes situation on SESP. It was a tendency and it was like finally set. And this would get a margin as well. About the PMSO line, comparing to last year. Since you have like some non-recurring events, we check on the right, these details of these non-recurring events on the more relevant ones. And then on last year, on December, we had a deal on Furnas with Light. This happened in 2020 when we took off these events and we put the recurring margins to check, but didn't have a specific date. A few important points that we like to tell you about the staff. If I'd like an increase on this deals. On the recurring, it had a fall on 2%. We are having some important events about the perhaps check changing the plans. Contributing these changes, we have this developments, and about the materials, we had an increase of okay, paychecks, okay. On the first quarter of 2020, we had the Candiota using. We had a per license that year, but the contract worked regularly and then it got volume and it was a record this year. Naturally, she consumed more material. And we had the stops on Angrang 1 and 2 and about services and about recurring events. we had the judiciary events that we had on 2020 and 21. And we have also some events that we are, there are some relevant. And about the few situations that we have some checking, some alterations. And we had to change the nuclear fuel. And after ending the technical evaluation, we had the necessity to make this change. Okay. The provisions we're gonna tell you ahead. What were the principal effects? About the costs, operational costs. When we had, where it had more impact was about the import in energy from Uruguay because of this buying a thermoelectrical using in Furnas. It was dispatched and we had the hydro crisis. It was a corresponding cost on this buying on the fuel. About financial reports, about the debt situation, that we did in the past, and they started right now. They started being paid right now, and the debt was bigger now. Okay, the updates on the cost of the payments, on the Selic situation, on the taxes. Okay. Get into this graphic situation to analyze. We can check on the next slide, please. We also present in the graphic information for you guys on the receipt, group receipt, on the recurring events, on the columns that we can check on the each end about the IFRS, and on the middle, what is non-recurring. As I mentioned on the last slide, on the previous slide, we have the main numbers here, personalized 20% on the margin profit. On the generating energy, we had this 20% profit. And most of it is from Uruguay import. And closing contracts with high prices. And on production, we had this readjustment, annual readjustment, about transmitting the info. And this brought a great profit, a great analysis for modern. Okay. And it was the main events that we should check on the development on the margin of profits. And 2.2 billion on recurring. And if we check on the next slide, the volumes and prices to analyze. On the right side, on the right top area, we check on the market. We have the market indicators from GSF, ELD, on the fourth quarter 2020. And indeed, we had higher prices. And fourth quarter 2021, we had lower prices. And it was about 135 reais. And we had, even with this lower price, we had like better negotiations on contracts. If we check on the top area. And if we check if it was like an average, it was lower than last year, last quarter. But about the practice prices. But if you check the average prices, they are above from the average prices from last year. About in the regulated events that we had like a great improvement. Like if you compare from 113 to 300, yeah. It's like about on the dispatchment on the hydroelectric using. As we highlight low here, we had a bigger dispatch, a big amount on the Santa Cruz using. And so that she was stopping and now had more generation. And this had almost around 500 million reais positive profit on the regulated contracts. Another good point to check on the nuclear operations. It's regulated and the margins Nicro. And it's about the provisions. And the provisions are adjusted each time, from time to time, about what's being made. And they had this adjustment. And the bilateral contracts, since we had like some SPs consolidated that were sold, and had this reduction on the SP companies, some of them were sold, and we had like this negative number of 75 million cash. But once again, we have some good profits because of the Uruguay company. And have more details ahead, sure. That define the volumes, all the volumes that they had about the prices, comparing to the same time in 2020. Going to the next slide. Now I have the graphic about the PMSO, operational checks, okay? On the left side, we have the IFRS, on the right side, the recurring. As I highlighted on the left side, on the 2020, it was a higher number. Specifically on loaders, it was about a Furnish that closed with light in 2020. That it didn't happen on 2021. And about the recurring one, the main highlight that I would like to do was about the blue one, is about the staff. This was the relevant one. And it went from 1.39 billion to 1.511 billion. It was a relevant one to highlight. And that we're doing this and we're reducing these plans. Since we are migrating from the BD to CD. About the services, on the green one, we had an improvement. Oh, great, sorry about the green one. I forgot about this, the material. About with a 58 to 103. This was about what I said ago. It was about Candiota, that it wasn't working and now it is done. That's why we had this change. And now she worked regularly in 2021. And the green one, the services, who had the improvement, one more relevant than the others. And with, as we can highlight, we have some services costs to check. We had an improvement on the costs about health. And because of the pandemic situation, we had a lower number on these services. And on the next, about the provisions, information about the provisions, about the contingency. As you can see on the chart on the left side, the main comments that we can do when we check on the last line on 2020, we had almost negative 4.247. Now we had 3.524. It was like a decrease on 20%. And we check this. We had the number today on the low and about 803. And as Link told us before, we had some judiciary decisions to be favorable to us. And we had some infos that were analyzed about these new parameters that they were defined on the last quarter and had this number of 800 million. And on the last line, about the contingency, we reclassified some risks about the tributary situation, about Furnas, about CGT Eletrosul as well. We had about the risk checking, it was a relevant one. And the passive, it was already mentioned before, about the decision they did in Santo Antônio and Serbia as well. And our president explained that the company Amazonas Energia, it was this distributor that was sold on the end of 2018. And this debt was like, check with Eletrobras, we have energy with Amazonas and these 400 million is about this. You're not going to be able to pay all these debts. And withholding it is about the financial debt that keeps. It was kept when the sale happened. And a big amount of this value, it's a prospective vision of this. It was the main highlights to check. And now we have a bit the highlight. And when we check about the recurring information about the EBITDA that we had in 2020, 4.575, and now we had in 2021, 5.296. So we had a great improvement. And on the first column, we have the growth on the margin gain. Even in generating and transmitting, and we had an improvement on cost improvement. It was related about the buying energy to operate in Santa Cruz and in Port Uruguay as well. About provisions, what we think recurring, you can check it. This is about PCLE. This is about Amazonas Energia. And on the right side, on the non-recurring items, we have about 2.894 million. These numbers, they complement about the compulsory lowing and the passage we discovered, SAESA, about this impairment, and about the size, yes. And about the PCLD, the holding. And this is gonna be a recurring debt, is not recurring. It's gonna be analyzed. Oh, and the recurring is about the distributive, and the non-recurring is about the Eletronorte, the financial. About the liquid profit, we had the decrease. Yes, we had a decrease about from 4.4 almost to 3.5. We had an EBITDA recurring EBITDA. And there's most about the debts that happened on this time. And the monetary changings that we had, it was mostly about this. And getting close to the end, we have the financial discipline, and we talk about EBITDA. We have this about on the one time on the graphic on the left side. It shows the liquid debt. It shows up that the yellow line. It is the debt adjusted by the EBITDA. And on the inferior side, on the yellow side, we have the colors showing these numbers as it goes by. And on the right side, we check how these numbers, they get by it. And since we check about the checks, yes. And we take out like 15.833 and the financials to receive and the financial actives, we have the final number, that's 21,641. And comparing to the last quarters, as we analyze, as we go to end these numbers, about to finish, yes. And these numbers are made in dollars, yes. Checking about 2021 on the fourth quarter. We had to check on the important margin situation. And it wasn't highlighted here. We had the payments. And it was highlighted in 2011. And it expired in 2021. It was valid through 10 years. And renewed almost 2 years ago. We refinanced this bonus. But we had like a part of it, around 30%. But it was already converted to reais. It was about 3.4 billion. And we did this payment in October. In the last quarter, we covered as well the financial reports about the critical path about Angra 3. the financial administration had to approve this in 2020. We had a little more than 1 billion to check about this. And we had a deal to, we had a deal about the relevant facts with El Paso that they provided with Eletronorte and the payments. They happened about 67 million compared to the last quarter. And on the last slide, the CAPES slide about the investments, comparing what we've planned and what we made through about generating and transmitting. Yeah. We had around 57%, 67% about realizing this, and in generating, we were below the average. A little bit below what we expected. On transmitting, we have 75, almost what we did. And mostly this was about Angra 3. We are replanning on the scheduling about what to do in Angra 3. In transmitting, we had some highlights, what we did. And the main highlight was Chesh. And about SPES, we had an improvement on the reports about CGC Eletrosul to be later to TSLE. We had to save on the debenture on what we had. And these were the main impacts. And now I end my presentation. And we put available to the Q&A session. Now, we start the Q&A session. We ask you that you remind you that to make questions, we tell you to make the questions via the Q&A icon. Your name will be announced that you make your question live. At this moment, a request to activate your microphone will show on screen. And now we're going to the first question. And it is from Andrea Sampaio, sell-side analyst from Santander. Please, Andrea, we're going to open your mic that you can make your question. Andrea, please proceed. Good afternoon to you all. I'd like to do two questions. First question about the privatization, about the TSTCU, and the second question. And we always keep questioning this about the question about the when is this is going to be released. Thank you. Okay. Thank you. Thank you for your questions, Andrea. Starting for the second question about the Quelsu situation, about the financial that we showed on the annual reports. We put it available to show you on the graph is on 1.6. We have the auctions and what was available and what's blocked from each one of the companies. And about Coelce, that was your question. We have 26.27% of the auctions blocked. And this is about 67 million. And on this chart, we have the parts we have and its respective per percent. And about the TCU, and they had the first deliberation with the TCU in February, referring to the Geotaga value. And now the TCU is working on the second row, about modeling, checking the price as a minimum price. And we don't know when this is gonna be released with the TCU, but we are following this. And always when they give us information, we have this, but right now we don't have the information when this is gonna be released. Thank you, Rodrigo. Thank you for your answers. Thank you. Our next question comes from Maria Carolina, sell-side analyst from Credit Suisse. Maria, we're going to open your audio so that you can ask your question. Please, Maria, go ahead.
Good afternoon. Thank you for your call. I have two questions. The first one, it's about recurring staff. You talk about the passive, it reduced, and it reduced from BC to CD. If you give us a bit more details about this process, I'd like to remind us how this is working on this migration situation is working on, and then the possible impacts that we could have regard to this, yeah. And the second, this is gonna be, we still see Amazon is giving an impact. And I remember you guys already talked with the regular, with Amazon as well, how they would like run this situation to reduce the impacts for you guys. You guys have any news about this process with the regulator that can help you guys to diminish the uncertainty about the payments? Thank you.
Thank you for your questions, Carolina. And one more time, starting with the second question, I'm gonna ask later for a video to compliment this about the Amazonas. We know about the it's really complex operation, complex operationally to check when you have some losses. No part of the isolated systems that is with the CCC that's really relevant, and about the hiring situation, and it affects the health of the company. We are treating frequently with the distributor, also with the regulator as well, these discussions we're having with them about hiring, flexibility of the unions, but we don't have a statement about this as well. But we are checking about the efforts that the company is having been doing, asking to reduce the losses, commercial losses for the company. We do this, and if we succeed on this, we're gonna improve the health of the company. And passing to Ovira, if you have a compliment, and about the first question as well.
Thank you. Not a doubt, you put it right. We are following this closely. It's like a really challenging situation in these discussions. Regulatory system, we're going to check it. It's really complex. We have some topics that they have to be questioned to have like a break, a gap for us to honor these payments. But we have a communication system really good with the distributor, and we have the intention this topic is going to be solved, but not a doubt. On a short term, we have to put it close to finish this provision, to close this provision, right? And about the benefit situation, we have we were already worried about this, and we have a lot of beneficial programs defined about this. We studied about this, and our sustainability director, they hired it, they studied about this, and they did it a voluntary migration plan with all the staff that they can do this migration. It's not yet fully concluded, it's working on, but meanwhile we are advancing this migration is carrying on. Meanwhile, it's going to be defined. We are making these numbers small, and we're like finishing the risk, making it slower. Yes, and we're getting a good impact on the result on the long term. but we didn't conclude it yet, but we are already working and seeing some positive results.
Thank you. Thank you for your question.
Nice.
Our next question comes from Giuliano, sell-side analyst from UBS BB. Giuliano, we're going to open your audio so that you can make your question. Giuliano, please go ahead.
Hi, guys. Good afternoon, you all. I have some doubts here. This about the privatization of the company. I would like just to get the timing from your side. First of all, if this delay on the fourth quarter, if it can delay the process of privatization, the first impact on the situation, on the approval. And the second, and the fourth quarter result, if it can impact also the minimum price that's going to be made on the privatization company. I'd like to know what you guys expect and about the calendar as well.
Perfect, Giuliano. Thank you. About the calendar, we showed on the last conference, considering the capitalization conclusion about this on the results on the fourth quarter and what we have working. By what we have scheduled, the limit, the deadline is May 13. We have not to naturally publish the offer when we have some dates to conclude. To conclude this, and the deadline is May 13. And these adjustments on the, when we publish this, it is on the chronogram is scheduled, but we have other steps to, until we conclude the process, internal steps and external steps, process steps. About the we had two crises with staff in January and February, but it was suspended by the syndicate. And staff, they're really important for these complex activities that we had to do. But with great effort, we managed to keep it work, and we got covered about all the steps that were scheduled without affecting the financial aspects of the company and the users. And about the minimum price, with these effects, this discussion is conducted by the BNDES with the accounting tribune. And this definition on the minimum price, it's going to be discussed with two companies, two sides, and Eletrobras. It doesn't have access on this. It is between the TCU and BNDES. And we don't have the... We don't know, we don't have how to answer this.
Okay, may I add one more question? There is a minimum deadline for the roadshow, or you guys desire this?
This deadline happens to the CVM, analyze the offer presented, that's like 5 workdays, and request any changes or complement the infos, and the company do this changes or check all the doubts that they have, and then they do a new analysis. And if everybody is okay with it, we are authorized to publish it. To realize the offer. If Peter wants to add something, it's just this, Julian. We have a formality about when it should like last the roadshow itself. It doesn't go with the company and about the potential interest groups, but the deadlines, they should be like followed up. The CVM decides this, they protocol this.
and put the offer. CVM, they have the time to check it and approve and check for some doubts, for some things to clarify. And have to do the statements that are necessary. And these are the steps that we have to follow up. And just reinforce about the roadshow steps. It's really important, even considering the size of the offer. That's going to be even the primary and the secondary, if necessary, as well. Thank you. Thank you. That's great. Thank you, Limpi. Thank you, Vira. The next question comes from Marcelo Sá, sell-side analyst from Itaú. Marcelo, we're going to open the audio so that you can make a question. Please, Marcelo, follow ahead. Go ahead. Hi, guys. Thank you for the call. About the offer itself, you have the AGO scheduled to April 22. And if everything runs well, and if you guys be able to do this before as well, it would be great. It's going to be officialized, and you're going to have this window. Maybe you're going to have this window until like May 13, right? Or the 20F, it's April 25. You're going to have the check on the IR website. And May 13 is the deadline to the liquidation of the offer. But as Ovira said, our deadline is April 25. But the date, it can be before or after? Oh, only after. Okay, only after. Perfect. It's going to be the sign. And another question about the TCU. I imagine that the TCU already made some statements to you guys and the government as well. About what I talked about to some people. They had like not any big statements to check next to you guys, yeah, and about the first phase of the process. Any significant situation about the values? You guys confirm this, that the statements, they weren't like as big as it says. As I said on the other question, this part, we have a part that naturally we interact with the BNDES and TCU, but about the minimum price, this discussion, it's a court situation with the court and BNDES and Minas Energias. And that we don't know which topics are gonna be like getting deep to be checked about the minimum price. But that discussion about, for example, about the evaluation, nuclear, electronuclear situation, Angra 3, Itaipu, that wasn't a part that could have some questions, and you guys were involved, right? No, this was already part of the BNDES modeling situation, about the electronuclear situation, and it reflected on the PPI. So these demands is specifically with the BNDES. And the government gets on as well. Okay, perfect. Thank you. Thank you. Perfect. Now, thank you. And now we end the Q&A session. Now we give the word back to Mr. Rodrigo Limpi for his final consideration. Mr. Rodrigo, please. Well, I'd like to thank you guys again for the answer of all of you guys. We had a lot of participants, which demonstrates the moment that we have in the company, the results, they're important, they're good. I want to reinforce the transparency that Eletrobras conducts all this financial information, all the relevant information that we have knowledge, we publish to the market. On the moment that we get this information, we're going to keep doing this. This is important, this constant dialogue with the market, with the investors, for us to be always having always a transparent process with the public and always improve our results. Once again, I'd like to thank you, all of you, and wish a great afternoon to all of you guys. On this moment, Eletrobras earnings conference call has ended. Thanks
We thank you for all your participation and have a good afternoon.